bought, took, hoed, hate, heed, beat, toke, teak, talk, bit, hoot, boat, had, take, put, hod, head, hid, but, bait, put, boot, tuck.
All right. Okay, now we're going to talk some more and we'll be done.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now I'm just interested in this part of the interview, just kind of your perceptions, the way you just kind of perceive things. And one thing I'm wondering is, do you think that if somebody from, say, up north came down, you would be able to tell that they weren't from the south?
Oh yeah.
Do you think
for the most part, yes.
You think you can tell the difference between different regions?
I don't know about regions. I mean, I know I could tell the difference between a northern and a southern, you know.
What about somebody from California and a southerner?
Probably. Mm-hmm.
What about somebody from, like, Mississippi versus Georgia?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. But have you ever traveled anywhere up north? And
not for any length of time.
Or,
I mean,
for
I've been.
For example, when you were in Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
did people, could they identify you as being Southern, do you think, in the way you talked?
I don't, most of the time, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I've had people ask me many times where I was born, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell them, what is the term we use? Anyway, when I say I'm from Atlanta originally, what are we, Yankee Jordans or something?
Oh.
I forget. You know. Mm-hmm.
And so, but you think that there's a difference between the way people from up north and down south talk? So, for example, somebody from Boston called you on the phone. You think you
can? Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What do you think it is? What do you think you're picking up on?
Just accents,
mm-hmm.
and words they use. Yeah.
What about, do you find a difference between way people in, like, the city talk versus people from the country talk?
Definitely.
Urban and rural.
Without a doubt.
Really? Can
mm-hmm.
you think of an example?
Yes, one of my good, that's outside, isn't it? I hope. I keep seeing a shadow going.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, okay. I have one of my best friends at work. We've known each other for about 19 years. And she is from the Snellville area. And you can just look at her and let her open her mouth, and she is country.
Really? What is it? What is it about the way, what's she saying that?
She's never trying to impress anyone with her dialect or whatever,
mm-hmm.
with her vocabulary. She's a very outspoken person. She's the same person always.
Mm-hmm.
But she is the kind of person you dress her up and you don't take her out. I love her dearly.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's her mouth. I mean, she goes hunting with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. She's an excellent mother. She's got two boys. She has a lot of common sense. A lot of people don't seem to have that anymore,
no.
Common sense. That allows her to see things differently.
Mm-hmm. But she talks like she's country.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Very
so
much
so.
She's
hilarious.
So you think
if she were to go to Minnesota, people would be like, where?
Well, anywhere she goes, people are like that.
Really?